And we had talked earlier a few minutes ago about places in the South that you've visited. Any places that you'd like to visit that you haven't visited in the South? You mentioned Georgia. What about the states right above Georgia there?
Well, of course, I've been to Atlanta, but have not been there long enough to really tour the city. I would love to go to Charleston.
And what state's that in?
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and along the seacoast, Savannah. Spend more time in Savannah, Georgia.
You mentioned North Carolina. Have you ever been in North Carolina?
Just through it. I visited my niece in Fayetteville. When her husband was stationed at Fort Bragg. And we, of course, made the tour along the Blue Ridge Parkway and looped around through.
Did you see the Biltmore House while you were
there? Yes.
What city was that in?
That's in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
We thoroughly enjoy it. I've been there twice and enjoy it each visit.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Boone and mm-hmm. Blowing Rock and Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you're going to Gatlinburg. I guess you probably went across to Cherokee there too.
Oh yes, yeah. Because I collect Indian artifacts.
Oh, I see.
Arrowheads and whatnot.
Are there many of those in this part of the country?
Yes, the Creek Indians lived here and along the riverbanks and in all the plowed fields you find arrowheads and broken pottery. And
you mentioned the Creeks were here. How long has this area been actually settled? Do you know about how long?
Alabama became a state in 1819. And of course there were white people living through here and trails. Indian trails, and there were some settlements before it was made a state, but I guess the land was not legally owned until the Indians were moved out after the Indian Wars. But
okay, now I'll go to something else. We have. I'm going to ask you to describe your house. This is also the house you grew up in, the one you live in.
Yes. Now.
Would you describe the house to me? Tell me what it looks like. And
well, it's white Southern colonial with four columns across the front, a two-story house. There are five bedrooms, two baths. The usual floor plan of a hall down the center, downstairs and upstairs. The living room, dining room, breakfast room, and kitchen on the right side of the hall. And on the left side, the library, bedroom, bath, and dressing room. There's a porch on each side of the house and at the back. Then upstairs there are three bedrooms and what we call a sleeping porch with the bath and the central hall.